My name is Wisdom, and I have a story to tell. Long ago, I felt called by God to speak. I used to go to the crossroads in town, the place where most of the people would gather. They seemed like the best place for people to hear what I had to say. "Listen," I would say, "wise up." And I have to tell you, people didn't always like when I said that. They thought I was rather full of myself. But I felt God calling me to set people straight. I have a story to tell you. It's about how the world began. So let me tell you my story. You see, I was there at the beginning of time. The very beginning, back when God was creating the world. There were no oceans. There were no springs gushing from the earth. There were no mountains. There wasn't even dust on the ground. But I was there. Back at the very beginning, before God created anything else, God created me. I'm so glad God did that. It was such fun being there for the creation of the world. As God made mountains and rocks and rivers and oceans and fields and forests and animals and birds and fish, I was there. I got to be a part of all of it. Sometimes it was as if I were an artist helping God do it all. Oh, how we would laugh together at some of the things God made, like kangaroos and giraffes and that elephant trunk. What a hoot! Oh, how God loves variety. Sometimes it was as if I were a small child, distracting God when things got just a little too serious, because creating the world can be pretty serious work. And children bring such joy and wonder, reminding grown-ups to smile and to laugh and to play a little and to notice the small things, the little creatures, the tiny new buds. And when all the creating was done, God and I, we sat back and we gave each other a big smile. We were so very pleased with all that had been accomplished. God really has made a wonderful world, don't you think?
In our gospel reading this morning, Jesus tells the disciples that they will continue to hear the truth through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will guide and lead them forward. In this time, right before Jesus' betrayal and death, the disciples were not ready to receive and accept what Jesus was telling them. But after the resurrection, the Holy Spirit would continue to speak to them the truth of God. Listen now to the reading from John chapter 16, verses 12 to 15, from the Contemporary English Version. "I have much more to say to you, but right now it would be more than you could understand. The Spirit shows what is true and will come and guide you into the full truth. The Spirit doesn't speak on his own. He will tell you only what he has heard from me, and he will let you know what is going to happen. The Spirit will bring glory to me by taking my message and telling it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. That is why I have said that the Spirit takes my message and tells it to you."
I'm sure that many, if not all of us, have at one time or another heard the old adage, "Wisdom comes with age." Yeah. In our preteen years, many of us were no doubt a little less than thrilled to hear things from our parents like, "Wait till you get older. You're too young to understand." Thankfully, teenagehood arrived. And as teenagers, we knew it all. Our parents, who had somehow managed to get us from cradle through to high school, were suddenly incapable of understanding what it was like to be anything but old people with old school thinking, inflexible, unreasonable, and at times way down on the lower end of the intellectual scale. And then we moved into our 20s and our 30s and beyond. And things that perhaps didn't make sense before began to breathe new life in our understanding of this wondrous and sometimes chaotic and confusing world. So just how old do you have to be before you're considered wise? How much experience do you have to have at something, at anything really, before you're wise? Well, sometimes, by human standards, it seems that you don't have to be very old at all in order to have wisdom that can and should be passed on to the multitudes. Consider these very wise adages that come from children under the age of 14. Never trust your dog to watch your food. When your dad is mad and asks, "Do I look stupid?" do not answer. And never, never tell your mother that her diet isn't working. And if you want a kitten, start out by asking for a horse. "So, Jim, for my birthday, I'd like 2 ponies. Please. And honest, I'll be happy with whatever color you pick." All pretty good tips, I would say, especially the pony kitten thing. In our reading from Proverbs this morning, we hear from the voice of wisdom, the first of God's creative works. So a piece of God. Lady Wisdom, who stands in the most public of places, at the crossroads, at the city gate, in doorways, right in the middle of the busiest part of town, crying out to all that live, reminding everyone within earshot that she was with God, assisted God, rejoiced with God in creation. God and wisdom as one. Father and mother as one. The voice of wisdom calling on all of us to honor all of creation, to share in the joy of all of creation, to share in that joy just as she did when she and God were creating. Calling on us to be in relationship with God. Wisdom in her beckoning becomes that still, small voice of the Holy Spirit, calling to every person, convicting and convincing and leading each one of us to the fullness of life in Jesus Christ. In our reading from John, Jesus knew that the disciples were in serious need of more teaching. They were in serious need of more guidance. So the Holy Spirit would come and continue to be their teacher and their guide. Our teacher and our guide. The Holy Spirit calling each one of us. We can't necessarily see her, but we can feel her. And honestly, you really can. What other real explanation is there for the energy and that almost touchable feel of community that happens downstairs on the third Sunday of every month. I believe that feeling is the Holy Spirit, calling each one of us into community, celebrating with and among us, moving through each of us as we continue to answer the call to care for one another, all in community. Just a few minutes ago, we heard from the Voice of Wisdom. And the voice reminded us that children bring such joy and wonder. They remind us as grown-ups to smile and to laugh and to play a little, because creating can be pretty serious work, and so can adulting. So this morning, we're going to do something just a little bit different. I'm going to ask you to take a moment right now and dig down deep in yourself, however far it takes, and pull up that inner child that is inside each and every one of us. For some, it won't be a far dig. But wherever it has to come from, I want you to find that inner child. And if you need to close your eyes to do that, it's perfectly okay. And when you're ready, I have a story to tell you. It's a familiar story, but it's a little different. And as I tell the story, I want you to imagine yourself in it. The Holy Spirit, Lady Wisdom, calls on us to rejoice in all of God's creation. So as you hear this familiarly different story, I invite you to do just that. Let your inner child rejoice as you hear the story. Listen to it through the ears of a child. Listen to it with your heart, because your heart knows and hears things far differently than your mind does. Big Mama Makes the World by Phyllis Root. When Big Mama made the world, she didn't mess around. There was water everywhere. And Big Mama saw what needed to be done, all right. So she rolled up her sleeves and she went to it. Wasn't easy either, with that little baby sitting on her hip. Didn't stop Big Mama, though. Not for 1 minute. Light, said Big Mama, and you better believe there was light. Dark, said Big Mama, and there was the dark, just as big as the light. You two got work to do, said Big Mama. Don't you two be fooling around none. Then she looked at the light, and she looked at the dark, and she looked at the little baby looking at the light in the dark, smiling and cooing, and Big Mama said, that's good. That's real good. That's how the first day went by. Next day, Big Mama looked around. Can't tell my up from my down, said Big Mama. Better have some sky here. And there it was. One big sky wrapping over everything, soft and blue as a baby's blanket. Wasn't much else but water and light and dark and sky, all doing what Big Mama wanted to do. And Big Mama was pleased, all right. That's good, she said. That's real good. That's how the second day went by. Next day, Big Mama looked around and she said, got me some light, got me some dark, but I still can't tell what time of day it is. How am I going to know when it's morning or evening or time to put baby down for a nap? Big Mama, she wanted to know, all right, and anything but Big Mama wants, Big Mama gets. That's just how it goes. Sun, said Big Mama, you take care of this day business for me. And Moon, you take care of the night. And Big Mama made the stars, too, just in case old Moon and the stars filling up in her sky fell asleep. And she did all that just in time for little baby's nap. And Big Mama nodded, and she smiled, and she said, that's good. That's real good. And that's how the third day went by. Next morning, Big Mama got up with the sun and she said, I need a place to put my feet down when they need putting down. And she knew there'd be some foot putting down when that baby of hers got to be growing up. Earth, said Big Mama, get over here. And it did. All one big ball of mud it was. Nothing much to look at. Baby looked at it all right. Thought it was okay just the way it was. But Big Mama, she wasn't finished yet. Need some grass to wriggle my toes in, said Big Mama. Some big old shade trees for hanging a hammock. Papayas and oranges and boysenberries to eat on. That's how it was then. Just like Big Mama said. Little baby sucking on a mango and grass and trees and fruit all over the place like somebody tripped over a fruit stand. Big Mama, she looked at all the earth and she said, that's good. That's real good. That's how the fourth day went by. Lots of folks would be plenty pleased, but Big Mama, she doesn't quit a job till the job is done. Big Mama looked at all the water and the sky and the earth and the trees and the sun and the moon and the stars and she said, it's awful quiet down there. Better have some whales. Better have some birds. Let's have some fish. And that's exactly what happened, all right. Pretty soon there were more whales and catfish and mockingbirds and crows than a little baby could shake a stick at, which a little baby could do if a little baby wanted to, since Big Mama had already made all those trees full of all those sticks. And Big Mama looked at all that action and she said, that's good. That's real good. And that's how the fifth day went by. Big Mama was about ready to be done with it all. Making a world was a lot of work, what with the laundry piling up and the dishes needed doing. She figured she better finish things off in one big bang. I need me some creepers and crawlers, said Big Mama. Some runners and jumpers. Some diggers and divers. Everybody else wants to get created? Here's your chance. So hedgehogs and night crawlers and raccoons and garter snakes and rabbits and polar bears, that's how Big Mama made them all. One big bang. But Big Mama wasn't done yet. Oh, no. I'm lonely, said Big Mama. Who's going to sit on the porch and swap stories with me? Not those creepers and crawlers. Not those diggers and divers. They're good, all right. But not one of them can tell a story worth a plug nickel. And this little baby, the only thing he can say is goo goo gaga. I need some folks to keep me company. Big Mama, she scooped up some of that leftover mud, and she pushed, and she pulled, and she poked, and she pried. And the next thing you know, there were folks everywhere. Big folks, and little folks, and fat folks, and thin folks, and folks of all shades. And every one of those folks had a story to swap with Big Mama. That's good, said Big Mama. That's real good. That's how the sixth day went by, with Big Mama and all those folks sitting on the porch, gabbing while the sun went down. Big Mama was ready to rest for a day, ready to bundle up that little baby of hers in that big blue blanket of the sky. But Big Mama had one more thing to do. So she lined up all those folks and she said, this is a real nice world we got here. And you all better take some good care of it. I'm taking a day off to rest now, but I'll be keeping my eye on you. That's what Big Mama said, all right. And you better believe she meant it. Every once in a while, when she's burping that baby, or making cookies, or rocking that baby to sleep, Big Mama looks down and says, better straighten up down there. And every so often, Big Mama looks down on this nice world she made, and she nods, and she smiles. And she said, that's good. That's real good. Allowing yourself to hear a familiar story in a different light might not change what you believe, But it might, even if only for a moment, give you the opportunity to once again rejoice in your relationship with the Creator, just as God continues to rejoice in creation and rejoices in us and the relationship with us. Lady Wisdom, Holy Spirit, she stands in the busiest part of town, calling to all who live. Sometimes the call may come through the voice of a child, inviting you to see the world through the eyes of a child, even if only for a moment, and to rejoice and to delight in it, in that moment. Sometimes that call may come through the voice of raging forest fires and fleeing refugees and victims of injustice and poverty and abuse, urging us to care for one another, to fight for the rights of those who can't stand up for themselves. And sometimes that call may come in that moment of stillness, as you sit by the water's edge, taking in all that surrounds you, and giving thanks to the Creator for all that is. Wherever it is, wisdom will continue to call. The Holy Spirit will continue to be our guide and teacher. She will continue to call on us to rejoice, to honor, to live with respect in creation. She will continue to call us into relationship with one another. She will continue to call us into relationship with God, a knowledge that is beyond our imagination, a love that dwarfs any love we could ever know, a passion for all of creation that is powerfully reassuring. And that is a call that I think we must all agree is worth answering. Amen.